910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Richard Cantu. Explosions were heard in Isfahan, central Iran, and some drones were reportedly spotted in the area of a nuclear power plant and Iranian airbase. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israeli missiles hit at least one target in Iran, retaliation for last weekend's Iranian barrage of missiles and drones.
What we can say for sure is there were explosions near Isfahan, that city in central Iran. We know that there is an Iranian military base in that vicinity. We can't comment at this stage definitively on what damage the strike could have caused. We can't really comment, I think, definitively on what method might have been used by Israel in that attack. At the moment, there are unconfirmed reports that drones could have been used in that attack.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. There has been no official comment from the U.S., which has cautioned Israel to avoid escalating to a full-blown war. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains have been found believed to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the remains were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee early Thursday. 19-year-old Shardae Robinson was last seen April 1st. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing her. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a best-of-seven series against the Indiana Pacers Sunday night, a team they lost to 4 out of 5 games this past season. I asked Bucks head coach Doc Rivers if he's had talks with Giannis and Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just talking about the other games, you know. Talked to him a lot about the 5 games they've had with Indiana and things that he's seen and things he thinks we need to do, things we can't do anymore. So he's been valuable there.
Marquette introducing their new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuegra was an assistant at MU before becoming the head coach at Charlotte. I asked, what's it like being back at Marquette as a head coach?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s. Right now, 31 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Green 18!
We've got Wisconsin sports covered. W244DR Fitchburg. WOZN Madison. Madison Sports Talk Station. The Zone.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser.
Soil health remains a top-of-mind concern for farmers. And with spring planting season just ahead, and some of you already starting to get seeds in the ground, it's important to take proper steps before and after planting to help better control weeds. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Rodrigo Worley, UW Extension Cropping Systems Weed Specialist, says that the recent rain that we had has helped soil moisture improve, which in turn helps farmers manage their weeds in the long run.
As a matter of fact, I was just checking the drought monitor that was released on April 4th. According to the drought monitor, if you look in the southeast part of the state, we are out of a drought scenario. However, there are parts of the state that have not received enough precipitation yet and are still under the abnormally dry scenario. But anyway, so the moisture that we have received recently, that's great news to the growers. It will certainly help with this growing season.
We don't necessarily quite know exactly how much soil moisture we're going to have when it comes to the start of the growing season, but how will that, and just how much we do end up having, how is that going to change how we should approach weed control?
That's an excellent question. The questions are starting to come in as far as weed management goes. So the main one that I have received so far is the carryover situation. So herbicides that were applied last year to our crops, are they going to carry over into this year's? I think the locations that have received enough precipitation here more recently, I think that's really going to help reduce the likelihood of carryover. I think overall, I think we're in a good situation as far as reduced possibility of carryover. So that is the first thing. The next thing to think about is we've had a very mild winter. So folks that are practicing no-till agriculture, we're urging them to go and scout their fields because of the mild winter. Some of the winter annual weeds that we have out there, you know, the horse weeds, chickweeds, and so on, they have a pretty good start already, and they've been growing aggressively, you know, faster than typical years. So we tell folks to go out there, scout their fields, so no-till fields that will not receive tillage pre-plant. We tell folks to pay attention to weather conditions, okay, because the burn-down herbicides that we use in this scenario is to control established weeds. They usually require night temperatures to be above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So when folks are going out there to deploy a burn-down application to control established weeds, we tell them to avoid spraying if night temperatures the 2 days following application be too cold, because otherwise uptake and translocations of those herbicides will be reduced. And the other thing, because of the mild winter, some of those weeds are kind of flowering already. If you look at chickweed, I was visiting fields recently, that chickweed is flowering. And once those weeds flower, it becomes more difficult to control them with herbicides.
Dr. Rodrigo Worley, University Extension Weed Specialist, talking with Charity Seebecker about the battle that has already begun in a lot of Wisconsin farm fields. That green that you see out there, if it's your grass, that's wonderful. If it's weeds, there's your battle. Charity Seebecker with Dr. Rodrigo Worley, University Extension Weed Specialist. Weather on the way.
Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You could be the perfect fit in the world of clinical research. Ready to do your part in helping medicine move forward? Fortrea is recruiting healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 65. Trial involves one stay of 4 nights plus 3 follow-up visits. Compensation up to $4,430 may be provided for time and participation. Visit FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com. Or call 608-210-5454. Now is your chance to earn extra money while contributing to a good cause. Fortrea Clinical Trials is currently seeking healthy males and females of non-childbearing potential ages 18 to 55. You must be available for one stay of 33 nights plus two follow-up visits. Compensation of up to $12,634 may be provided for time and participation. Call Fortrea today, 608-210-5454, or find out more at FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's F-O-R-T-R-E-A ClinicalTrials.com.
To help take care of your egg operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road, Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Being with you makes us happy as pigs in mud. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
Well, then you're going to be happy because there is a little bit of mud out there and maybe more on the way. It is a crispy start to a Friday morning. Weather details on the way. Stumach is back from vacation. Stand by. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Welcome back in. You know, pretty quick here, Wisconsin farmers are going to get exceptionally busy with field work and then juggle in trying to feed and take care of animals. And then we'll probably have first cutting of hay just around the corner. A lot of things going on. So when you get an employee that's actually interested in being your partner, you need to treat them right. Jim Versfaveld is a University Extension Farm Management Specialist. He's in Jefferson County, and he said it all starts on that first day.
Some of the basic things are start off with what to wear. You know, workers may not be familiar with what the expectation is as far as footwear or gloves or any personal protective equipment that they are supposed to provide. If it's a dairy or a livestock operation, there could be, you know, biosecurity guidelines in place that the employee should know about ahead of time. And then obviously in springtime and fall, you know, to dress in layers as the days warm up, so that you're appropriately dressed throughout the day. And then, you know, simple things like, should I bring a lunch? You know, and if so, where do we eat? And things like that, that, you know, are important to employees and employers sometimes take for granted.
Jim Versfaveld, the University Extension Farm Management Specialist, he said you also have to remember a lot of our farm employees may not have a lot of farm background.
We're seeing more and more employees without farm backgrounds, and there's some real safety concerns when it comes to that, knowing how to work around farm equipment, knowing how to work around livestock. People who haven't experienced a cow who has recently calved, you know, may not understand how angry a mama cow can get. And so it's important to cover off on all of those factors and not to assume that the new employee knows those things.
Jim Versfaveld, again, University Extension Farm Management Specialist. He's a great guy. You know, the other thing that you may or may not think of on your first day, cell phones. He says that's a question he gets a lot from farm managers. He said it's good to cover that on the first day so expectations are very clear. Different operations can have different policies. Dairies with robots, for example, you need that cell phone as a tool. Other farms, they consider it a distraction or even a safety hazard. So you want to keep those employees with you. You want to keep them happy. Communicate. Let's communicate with the weather. Fresh off his vacation, Stumach, ag meteorologist, joining us for our Compere Financial Ag weather update. And I'm guessing that the weather was better where you were than what we had, although we had a pretty nice weekend last weekend, not so much this weekend.
Yeah, the weekend was fine. This one coming up's a little cool. You know, we left upper 70s and 80s yesterday to come back to Wisconsin. I didn't feel bad when I got here, but we are going to be a little cooler. And I have to start off this morning, boy, I wish not. to talk about a frost advisory until 8 a.m. in western Wisconsin. Grant, Crawford, Richland, Vernon, La Crosse County, Trempealeau, Buffalo, Pepin County. There's even a freeze warning up into Chippewa, Eau Claire, Dunn County, that northwest part of Wisconsin. That's for this morning till 8 a.m. A very cool beginning there. That's, of course, where skies have cleared out. Low pressure pulling a cool front off to our east, away from eastern Wisconsin this morning. That's why we had that rain yesterday. La Crosse looks to be kind of wet at 1,700ths of an inch. Everywhere else, about 400 or 500ths of an inch, what I'm seeing. With that system pulling away, some rain still in lower Michigan, Ohio, but pulling east and away from Wisconsin. We'll see a little more sunshine today, although some clouds redevelop, especially into northern and central Wisconsin. In the central part of the state, even a very slight chance for just a little bit of rain late tonight or early tomorrow, just as a weak secondary front tries to drop in. That's the only threat, and otherwise, sunshine will do a better job of returning, and temperatures begin to moderate, especially towards Sunday. By Sunday and Monday, we get back to normal low 60s for highs. That's great. But there'll be a little rain chance Monday, later day, Monday into Monday night. Doesn't look too bad, but we may be talking a couple of tenths of an inch starting into next week as well. So damp conditions kind of continuing. We aren't going to dry it right out this weekend, and we'll add a little more moisture early next week. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
To help take care of your egg operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, One Tough Animal.
Well, for the folks that are headed to the Midwest Horse Fair today, Stu, they better grab a little heavier coat than they might have otherwise expected.
Yeah, a little heavier coat. It's going to be breezy, too. That's the one thing I hadn't mentioned. Our Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast includes a breezy day. Sunshine in the south. Clouds redevelop further ahead north, so more clouds expected in the north later today. Temps ought to be in the very upper 40s and low 50s, but those west winds increasing 10 to 20, even gusting around 30 and 35 miles per hour today. Skies do clear out overnight. And we drop down to the upper 20s, very low 30s. West wind still strong, 5 to 15, gusting to 25. More sunshine Saturday, still kind of cool in the upper 40s. Maybe some 50s in the west. The northwest winds at 5 to 15. And by Sunday, sunny skies, upper 50s, maybe a 60 in the south. The west winds 5 to 15. But Pam, a little later Monday into Tuesday, some rain. Temps next week in the upper 50s, kind of like normal, but not quite as mild as it may have been.
Are we got more rain in the forecast?
A little bit that late Monday into Tuesday, a couple of tenths of an inch, a little drying out midweek at least.
Well, we have been picking up a little bit recharge on that soil moisture. The only catch is, like I had that story in front of you, and now everything's greening up, including the weeds.
Yeah, come on, really quick. Looking out of an airplane window yesterday reminded me how it greened up.
Yeah, big time. All right, dude, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Catch you next week.
Stu Mutker, ag meteorologist, with your Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Friday. Compere Financial is your financial partner, be it agriculture or rural America. They're there for you. Find the details and the resources online, Compere.com. Always want to remind you, again, we're talking more about the Midwest Horse Fair and some of the housekeeping items that you want to bear in mind if you're headed to the big event either today or anytime between now and Sunday. In fact, Charity Seebecker is going to be out there this morning, Stephanie Hoff a little bit later today. We are also going to be discussing a little bit more some of the trends we see in agriculture. I mentioned that numbers are the name of the game today. Those numbers, as far as agriculture trends and farming, not necessarily the brightest. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
from Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After the Georgia legislature passed its omnibus voter suppression bill, SB 202, in 2021, a firestorm of criticism erupted, including the moving of that year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of the state. April 15th, a trial began in federal court to throw out a small part of that law, one of eight active lawsuits. The bill came on the heels of GOP losses for both U.S. Senate seats and debunked accusations by former President Donald Trump of widespread voter fraud. Among the provisions of the SB 202 Georgia Election Integrity Act were a ban on providing food and drink to waiting voters, restrictions on groups from distributing absentee ballot applications, limits on the number and location of drop boxes, more layers of ID requirements for mail-in ballots, allowing a voter to more easily challenge the eligibility of other voters, and changing rules on mail ballot processing, among many other restrictions. The trial, which began April 15th, challenges just the law's restrictions on distribution of vote-by-mail applications. The law established hefty penalties for workers from community groups, churches, and other pro-voter groups from reaching elderly, disabled, students, economically disadvantaged, and others who may not vote otherwise. Those groups argue the law violates the First and 14th Amendments. Find more on the lawsuits at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Landscapers count on Kalani Topsoil for our consistent quality shredded soil used on major projects. No sticks or rocks to rake out. In fact, it spreads out as smooth as butter and deliveries that are on time every time, so the work crew isn't standing around. Now that saves you time and money in the long run. Landscapes and landscapers love Kalani Topsoil.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
KalaniTopsoil.com.
Now that's good dirt.
We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm Pam Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. While I was on a combat patrol, a rocket propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. You don't have to be severely wounded. A lot of guys have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Tom from Tom's Auto Center. You know the colors of a stoplight. Red meaning alert, yellow meaning caution, green meaning it's safe to move forward. We use a similar system in our repair report, which you receive after every service. Red meaning it needs urgent attention, yellow meaning we have concerns, green meaning your vehicle is all good.
Tom's Auto Center. Here to get her fixed, get her done to get you going, guys.
Off-highway
Highway 51 in McFarland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
What would you say is like the leader of this team now with Aaron Jones gone?
Yeah, that's a great question. Jones certainly was the leader last year on offense. I mean, now clearly it needs to be Love. He's, you know, Evo, it's tough to jump in and be a leader when you don't have the resume as a player to back it up. And let's be honest, a year ago, Jordan Love just didn't have the resume. He hadn't proven anything on the field. Well, you look at the second half of his season, Evo, where he was absolutely outstanding. Probably a top five quarterback in the National Football League, leads them to the divisional playoffs, and honestly, Evo should come back this year as probably a top five MVP candidate in the league. He's undoubtedly your leader. You can go to some offensive linemen there. Evo, Elton Jenkins has been around a long time. Josh Myers has been around a long time. Rest of those guys are a little bit younger. Rasheed Walker or Zach Tom or Sean Ryan, you know, guys like that, you know, but your leaders then are up front. And, you know, Romeo Doubs has a chance to blossom into a leader on that side of the ball. I would think Evo, especially the way he performed in the postseason. But if you want to just look up at straight up leader, it's clearly best when it is your quarterback, when it is one of your best players, when it is your flat out best player. And Love turned into that a year ago. They've got more options undoubtedly on defense, Evo. They're going to be transitioning there, though, as we know, into that 4-3 base, and we'll see how that plays itself out. Kenny Clark's already and has been, Evo, a terrific leader the last year or two with a really young defensive line, especially last year when you look at that defensive line on a whole, Evo. It was really young with rookies like Brooks and Wooden, and then T.J. Slayton in his first year as a starter. And you know, they were really young up front a year ago. Clark's still young himself, Evo, in at least in human years. I think he's about 28, but it feels like he's been in the league forever. He was a first round pick in 2016. So it's already his ninth year with the organization. Preston Smith, Evo's been around the block and around the league for a long time. You know, with what they're paying Rashawn Gary, Evo, and the fact that this will be his fifth year in the organization, maybe even his sixth.
I think it's his sixth. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he was 2019, I guess, wasn't he? So it's year six for him.
Wild.
And he's more of a quiet leader, Evo, but he is, you know, he is a guy that's thoughtful and he's well spoken when he wants to be. I would say those jump to the forefront in terms of defensive leaders, Evo, probably Clark, Geary, and Preston Smith. Quay Walker's still a little bit young. Isaiah McDuffie hasn't done enough probably on the field yet. We've talked about Jair. He's not there. Eric Stokes has to prove coming back that he can, you know, from injury. Xavier McKinney just showed up, Evo. So, you know, but hey, it's still going to be a really young roster, yeah, top to bottom, Evo. You know, even when we look at the last two drafts, 2022, 2023, that almost everybody from there is, you know, from those two units is still going to be on this football team. The average age of this group, the team, Evo, is going to be extremely young. Then you're going to, right now, we look ahead to the 2024 draft. They've got 11 picks. I truthfully, Evo, I don't see 11 spots available right now for guys to make this roster. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Gutekunst sees it differently. I think he winds up taking this down to about 9, where he trades quantity for quality when it's all said and done, and he puts this thing together, and they don't have quite as many rookies on the field and on the roster as they did the last couple of years, Evo. But I guarantee you, when we do all the math in late August, early September, when we see the 53 that made the roster, Evo, it's still going to be one of the youngest teams, you know, across the board in the league. So they're going to need some of those guys we touched on right there to step up and become, you know, if they haven't been leaders up till this point, they certainly have, you know, the most experience in the organization, that it's kind of their time to take that leadership role.
You know, one of my favorite movies, Rob, and a moniker of the Packers, the Young Guns, coming up here, baby. Hell yeah. Hey, Rob. Hey, draft upcoming. Yeah.
No, I mean, undoubtedly, I mean, We saw last year, right? Youth in that league wins. It's a little bit different maybe than some of these other sports where experience a lot of times wins the day. But Green Bay showed last year, Just
and now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke. A little on the chilly side this morning for folks in western Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota. They've got frost freeze advisories out till about 8 o'clock today. As we roll into the morning hours, we should see some sunshine, but the winds are what you're going to notice if you've got to be outside today out of the west-northwest. They're going to be pretty gusty, up over 20 miles per hour. Looking for daytime highs today, probably around 51 in the Madison area. Probably around 42 in the La Crosse area and 54 the expected high along the lakeshore in southeast Wisconsin. Let's see. So what can I tell you? Today is the 19th day of April. On this day back in 1877, Ole Evinrude was born. He was actually born in Oslo, Norway, but came to Wisconsin very early in his life, grew up near Cambridge, Wisconsin. He lived in Madison, Pittsburgh, Chicago. He eventually worked as a consulting engineer in Milwaukee in 1910. That's when he invented, you guessed it, the first outboard motor. Ole Evinrude, born on this day back in 1877. On this day in 1775, the American Revolutionary War began. On this day in 1987, the first installment of The Simpsons airs. And happy birthday on this Friday to actress Kate Hudson. She is 45 years young, and now you know. I mentioned the theme today, kind of all about numbers. Well, the numbers are going to be big again this year at the Midwest Horse Fair. Gates open at 7 a.m. this morning for the annual event at the Alliant Energy Center grounds here in Madison. Remember, show runs through Sunday afternoon. And the numbers as far as attendees are going to be big. Number of horses also going to be big. That's according to Terry Gianetti, general manager of the Midwest Horse Fair. She said, in particular, they're welcoming in some very special, very rare horses to this year's show.
We're going to have 39 different breeds and disciplines, which is the most we've ever had. And part of it is our focus on, we, you know, are leveraging the Livestock Conservancy's list of where they define what are critical and threatened breeds. So critical breeds, they define them as there's only 500 in the world globally, and threatened are there's only 5,000 in the world globally.
Terry Gianetti, general manager of the Midwest Horse Fair. Now, a couple other housekeeping items for you if you plan to attend the show. If you did not buy tickets in advance, this is a cash-only gate. Again, let me stress that. No card readers available. So if you have to buy tickets at the gates, it is a cash-only situation. The other thing to bear in mind, parking is going to be at a premium. So either plan on arriving very, very early, or what the Midwest Horse Fair is suggesting, especially on Saturday, for folks to use some of their alternate parking available. They are running shuttle buses from those alternate parking areas to the Midwest Horse Fair. Really a very convenient way to skip the hassle of trying to find a spot at the Alliant Energy Center grounds. So again, those are a couple of the tips to keep in mind if you plan to attend the Midwest Horse Fair. As always, you can find a lot of the details that you're looking for, including directions, including details on those alternate parking sites at MidwestHorseFair.com. Some of the numbers I bring to you this morning, not necessarily real positive about Wisconsin agriculture. The latest census of agriculture points to some shortfalls in the state. Stephanie Hoff has more.
Jeff Hadachek joins us in studio. He's an assistant professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison. He's also an extension specialist within the Agriculture Institute. Today, he takes a closer look at what the latest census of agriculture says about Wisconsin's farm economy. Jeff tells us what stands out to him.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is we've seen a continued decline in the number of farms. And this isn't just a Wisconsin-specific thing, but this is a trend that's been happening nationally. Farms tend to be exiting the business at a faster rate than the new farms are entering, and farms tend to be growing bigger in size, the farms that do remain in operation.
This is a national trend, but you've seen that Wisconsin's maybe moving at a faster rate when it comes to the decline in the number of farms. Do you know why?
I think a big driver behind that is dairy. I think dairy was a little bit slower to initially have some of these declines in sort of the late 90s compared to crop production. And so that rate is particularly fast for dairy, rate of decline is particularly fast for dairy farms in recent years. And so that is probably behind the driving number of faster rate in Wisconsin.
No one wants to hear that we're losing farms. What is that telling us about, maybe it's a sign of the times, maybe it's our food chain or supply chain?
It's kind of an all of the above of those things. It's not just a single one thing. But I mean, a big driving force behind this is just that larger farms tend to have economies of scale. And so margins on farms, profit margins, tend to be higher than those on smaller farms. And so there is an advantage for farms to grow bigger. And as you grow bigger, the demands for capital, for land, for machinery are also bigger, right? So you almost have, it's a natural part of growth and technological advancement. So when we see those numbers of declining farms, yes, it's a difficult thing, and it reflects the reality that many people are transitioning out of agriculture, or transitioning out of their farms. But for an industry as a whole, it doesn't necessarily indicate that the agricultural economy is declining, because we actually see production relatively stable or even growing, and demand for dairy and for other agricultural products, yeah, again, stable or actually growing.
Is there an effort to change the trajectory of the downward trend in farm numbers, or is that just something that's going to happen?
And some of that question is not a matter of if, but when, right? And so in terms of exit. And so some of the efforts, and particularly from, say, UW's perspective, or even from a policy perspective, is cushioning that and smoothing that transition out, right? So even for farmers that may be exiting the industry, how can that be done in a way that the transition can be smooth to either the next generation or to the next farm that's taking over? Or how do you weather sort of those shocks that have happened? And particularly in recent years, you know, there's been a lot of volatility in agricultural markets, either from trade disputes, so impacting imports and exports. The pandemic also impacted sort of demand for these products. There's disease that impacts livestock, right? And so some of these things have become more prevalent and harder risks to manage. And I think when we think about policy and sort of weathering the storm, there is a role for policy to play and a role for those sort of outside the industry that to help support through those times of risk and through those times of volatility.
Jeff Hadacek taking some time with us. He's an assistant professor in agricultural and applied economics at UW-Madison, and he's an extension specialist within the Agriculture Institute. As he said, farm numbers are declining in Wisconsin. That's according to the latest census of agriculture. But it's a signal to policymakers and other players in the industry that there are opportunities to improve the farm economy and keep these businesses going. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Sand dunes, alpaca, and cranberry bogs. It's all on our next adventure. I'm Pam Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod out east, October 19th through the 26th. We'll start in Boston with a visit to a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyard, meeting alpacas and going on a sand dunes adventure, plus a visit to a cranberry bog. Find holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam for a free travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find the sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Livestock producers in southwest Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota have a new marketing opportunity coming their way in 2023. The Equity Livestock Sales Association purchased an idle livestock facility in Maquoketa, Iowa, about 2 months ago. Kurt Larson, president and CEO of Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, says they're really looking forward to being able to expand their marketing services to that Quad Cities area. And he said the facility that they just purchased, pretty much state of the art.
It's a facility built in the 60s, built pretty state-of-the-art, pretty phenomenal office and sales arena. It's got the stadium-style seating. It'll seat about 400 people, much bigger than anything we need, but it's already there. It's, yeah, you know, pretty much ready to go. It just needs some little tweaks. You know, the big thing probably is the scale that's there is pretty well deteriorated, so it's going to need a new scale. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our glitch point at this time is trying to get that all in place. Scales are not easy to get put in. They're not cheap, so that's going to string us out a little farther than we would have liked to be.
Kurt Larson, president, CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, he said that if they had to build that livestock yard and facility from the ground up today, it would cost them between $6 and $8 million. So that purchase of that idle facility in Maquoketa, Iowa, definitely a value play. Kurt still anticipates that they should have livestock coming into that facility and buyers in the chair by sometime, hopefully, late summer, early fall. Quick look at markets. This morning shows December corn up 4 at 4.64, November beans up a nickel at 11.54, July wheat's up 7 at 5.60. Barrel and block cheese were unchanged yesterday. Double A butter dropped a half a cent to 2.92. And our May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 3 this morning at 17.41.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Richard Cantu. Explosions were heard in Isfahan, central Iran, and some drones were reportedly spotted in the area of a nuclear power plant and Iranian airbase. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israeli missiles hit at least one target in Iran, retaliation for last weekend's Iranian barrage of missiles and drones.
What we can say for sure is there were explosions near Isfahan, that city in central Iran. We know that there is an Iranian military base in that vicinity. We can't comment at this stage definitively on what damage the structure strike could have caused. We can't really comment, I think, definitively on what method might have been used by Israel in that attack. At the moment, there are unconfirmed reports that drones could have been used in that attack.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. There has been no official comment from the U.S., which has cautioned Israel to avoid escalating to a full-blown war. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains have been found believed to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the remains were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee early Thursday. 19-year-old Shardae Robinson was last seen April 1st. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing her. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a best-of-seven series against the Indiana Pacers Sunday night, a team they lost to 4 out of 5 games this past season. I asked Bucks head coach Doc Rivers if he's had talks with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, just talking about the other games, you know. Talked to him a lot about the 5 games they've had with Indiana and things that he's seen and things he thinks we need to do, things we can't do anymore. So he's been valuable there.
Marquette introducing their new women's head basketball coach, Kara Consuegra, was an assistant at MU before becoming the head coach at Charlotte. I asked, what's it like being back at Marquette as a head coach?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family, and this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries or light snow showers today. Otherwise, highs around 40 degrees and west winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-20s, partly sunny and highs near 45 on your Saturday. For Sunday, sunshine and highs back to the upper 50s.
Right now, 31 degrees.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After the Georgia legislature passed its omnibus voter suppression bill, SB 202, in 2021, a firestorm of criticism erupted, including the moving of that year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of the state. April 15th, a trial began in federal court to throw out a small part of that law, one of 8 active lawsuits. The bill came on the heels of GOP losses for both U.S. Senate seats and debunked accusations by former President Donald Trump of widespread voter fraud. Among the provisions of the SB 202 Georgia Election Integrity Act were a ban on providing food and drink to waiting voters, restrictions on groups from distributing absentee ballot applications, limits on the number and location of drop boxes, more layers of ID requirements for mail-in ballots, allowing a voter to more easily challenge the eligibility of other voters, and changing rules on mail ballot processing, among many other restrictions. The trial, which began April 15th, challenges just the law's restrictions on distribution of vote-by-mail applications. The law established hefty penalties for workers from community groups, churches, and other pro-voter groups from reaching elderly, disabled, students, economically disadvantaged, and others who may not vote otherwise. Those groups argue the law violates the First and 14th Amendments. Find more on the lawsuits at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on
that. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, for rewards members, 50-pound bags of Top Choice Contractors Mixed Grass Seed, $89.99. Assorted Thoroughbred welding cylinders and gas, 10% off. And save $50 on a Lincoln Electric Easy MIG 140 welder. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
This is Matt and Pete Gunderson. We recently celebrated the life of Dan, a devoted motorcyclist who enjoyed the freedom of the road with other bikers. His celebration involved a final ride in the saddlebag of his best friend, just the way he wanted. Allow us to personalize every detail of a life well lived.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
A good friend might tell you that your shoe's untied or, hey, you've got a bit of breakfast on the corner of your mouth. Well, a good friend will also share valuable insights about the scoop on money and energy savings, like Benjamin Plumbing and their game-changing electric hybrid water heaters. Potential savings of up to 3 to 4 times a conventional water heater with current tax incentives up to $2,000. Benjamin Plumbing's electric hybrid water heaters go beyond being just a water heater. It acts as a dehumidifier for your basement, kicking musty odors, mold, and excess moisture to the curb. Eco-friendly and efficient, these electric hybrid water heaters will leave your wallet and our environment completely satisfied.
Hi, Dale Benjamin with Benjamin Plumbing. When we say your plumbing problem is fixed, we mean it. No excuses. I guarantee it. Contact Benjamin Plumbing at BenjaminPlumbing.com.
Now you've got a friend in the plumbing business.
Benjamin Plumbing.
Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Making a decision on new home furnishings is easy with Lazy Boy. You already know he only cares about the comfort, but it's the luxury and design you crave. You choose the style, patterns, and material while he's imagining himself being seated right in front of the 50-yard line. Call it Lazy Luxury at its finest.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
You love your home. It's full of memories from the past and even more memories to be made. When you're ready to spruce it up, contact AF Construction. AF Construction will talk to you about your addition ideas, like a relaxing three-season sunroom or expanded living space. AF Construction, your local hands-on remodeling contractor, offering line item estimates and eye-popping results. For your free consultation, visit afconstructionllc.com. Get ready for a remarkable Wisconsin.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.